This is Passport to Texas. Cut off from Gulf waters, Bahia Grande, a unit of the Laguna Atascosa National Wildlife Refuge, changed from productive tidal wetland to nuisance dust bowl. The tide started to turn for this basin with the new millennium.
It was not until 2000 when the Fish and Wildlife Service acquired the land surrounding the Bahia Grande basin that you could start doing something, because the Fish and Wildlife Service was very supportive of restoring the area.
John Wallace, Deputy Project Leader, South Texas Refuge Complex, says the process of rehydrating Bahia Grande continues.
Restoring 10,000 acres takes quite a while. We have had to go through an environmental assessment, public hearings, to just make sure that what we were planning to do in restoring it was not going to cause some kind of environmental impact.
Wallace says when fully restored, humans and wildlife will benefit.
Besides just reducing the blowing dust, it's going to increase the number of marine organisms in the area, anything from larval finfish to shrimp to blue crabs are already in the area, and when we have it fully restored, it's going to do nothing more than become a nice estuarine area to benefit wildlife.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and provides funding for wetland conservation through the Private Lands Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.